didn't do that.
Welcome. I'm trying to figure out something because my username has changed. So I know I did Javapon and I know I did CCQ for a while and I'm still going by it, but I'm a dog parent now and I kind of want to do more something with her now and I kind of want to brand her out just because she's, well, we are always like in each other's space, so I kind of have been distancing away from coffee for a while. So I recently got, we decided, well, I decided because he's a new pip. Oman, welcome. I recently decided because he's never really had a dog before. I decided that because she's been barking a lot and she hasn't really been doing really much for herself, that to help it because she almost bit my brother. Not intentionally, she was just really defensive because she's never really been around men before. And somehow she gets along with my dad too. And I don't know why, it's just her. But we got her like a vibrating no bark, anti-bark collar. Just to see how she. And she can't. She's trying to lay down and she doesn't feel comfortable. And she's just like trying to figure it out. She figured it out on the floor, but. Hey, how are you? We try and figure it out, but she figures it out. We just try not. For the two that. Mr. K, welcome. Devanshi, welcome. Hey, how are you? For late time, I'm trying to make it feel like she's just going to bed. So it's like we take it off when she goes to sleep. And then when she wakes up, it's like, okay, you're getting dressed. You're going to put this on now. And then for like going for a walk, she's just going to wear it. Parafic, welcome. For when she goes to like go for a walk or something, she'll wear it. But backtracking from that, because I haven't been on for a couple months, so I'd rather like start from the beginning because there's so much missing. Like way too much missing. So like I've did CCQ for so long. So when I decided to change, it was because we just adopted her. She was 6 months old when we adopted her, so we were deciding like, should we adopt her? Should we not adopt her? Should we just move forward with the dog? Should we not move forward with the dog? And we felt like him, he needs to learn how to be more parent-like. So it's like, this is our practice kid. She's literally our practice kid. I never realized how much she's like me. So it's kind of like, okay. She's such a diva. It's so cute because she just literally the other day, I had a bagel with cream cheese. It's not my bagel. It wasn't my bagel no more because she loves cream cheese. And it was like, okay, this dog is eating my cream cheese. Why is she eating my cream cheese? And then every time I prepare a bagel, she loves to like sit and wait for the cream cheese. Just like a dog would sit and wait for cold cuts, she sits and waits for cream cheese. Not normal, but whatever. I know it's so not, yeah, I'm sensitive about it because like this is the like the I've had so many dogs in this house. We've had so many dogs in this house, but this is my like this is actually my True, yo, Devanshi, true, Devanshi, true. You would just literally hit it on the head. That's so true. Like, since we got her, my boyfriend has literally been like, "Oh, I'm replacing you with the dog." I'm like, "Dude, why would you replace me with the dog?" It's like, "Because the dog doesn't bitch at me like you do." I'm like, "When did I bitch at you? Like, I don't bitch at you." He's like, "Yeah, you do, Steve Stark. Welcome." Like, bro, I don't bitch at you. Like, don't even start with your bullshit. Don't even come at me. Like, you want to come at me? My boyfriend's dad does that. Yo, Mr. K, my boyfriend's dad does that. He literally came home from Target one day. He had so many toys. I'm like, bro, what? I'm like, Mattio, this isn't even his dog. What is he doing? Ooh, thank you for the heart. I do appreciate that. I, like, literally, he came home from Target. He had so many bones and treats and stuff. And I'm like, what is this? It's not even his dog. He has so many. He's like, he bought this dog stuff. I'm like, dude, the dog doesn't need anything. We just bought her because we got her a bunch of toys. And the dog, I'm trying to teach her. Cassie's trying to figure out her own situation. She's asleep. She's figuring out her collar because her collar's giving her a headache because she hates it. She legit hates her collar. She's just like completely annoyed with it because she's wearing two. She's wearing the one collar that she uses to go to the bathroom, and then she's wearing her collar that's her vibrating collar because it doesn't have anywhere for me to clip her leash onto it. So she has to wear two, or I could just take it off. But if I take it off, she runs too fast and I can't catch up. And I'm too fat for that, so I can't run. I really can't. Bobby, welcome. Welcome back. ID, welcome. Like, bro, I cannot run to catch up with that dog is literally like a toddler with four legs. It's legit a toddler with four legs. If you do not have her in your presence, you do not get what you have to do with that dog done. Like, if you want to clean her ears, you have to do it when she's sitting there. So have her on the couch. If she's already on the couch, you have to hold on to her on the couch, and then somebody has to get ear wipes. If you want to pet her, just use pet her. If you want to, like, feed her, or do it's like, it's just, she's just weird. It's so awkward. My boyfriend and I adopted a dog about a year ago, and I've just, like, we have been so busy lately that I haven't been able to really come back. Oh, is my username, it shows, what does my username show? Because here it shows CCQ. I don't know what my username shows on your ends, but it shows CCQ here. Bobby, thank you for the heart. It shows CCQ here, but I don't know what it shows on your screens. If it shows something totally different from CCQ. If you see that, I'm sure you probably do, but I'm not sure if you don't. I've tried to fix that. Okay, because I tried to change it. I tried to change it to something else. Only because, like, I did the whole coffee thing for a while. It's worked out great, but it's been too busy with the dog to really dive into coffee again. But I did call it Thirsty Thursday because I'm thirsty to dive into, like, talking about things, hanging out. Thirsty for, like, answers on how I should, if I'm doing the right thing or if I'm not doing the right thing, or like, it's more like a chat kind of thing. I chat a lot. Can somebody else do it? Steve, shut up. That is so not funny anymore. Like, that is not cool. You're weird as fuck, though. Right? What's up with them? I'm glad I'm back, too, because I've been trying to get back for a long time. It's been too long. I like doing podcasts. I wish I did them more often, but it's been too long. I talk a lot. God, I feel like I want my Bud Light seltzer. Yep, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Beep, beep. Excuse me. I have to burp, excuse me. Yep, had to burp. Ooh, sorry, Cass. Cass, go. I hate that about a dog, when you go somewhere and then they follow you and then you stop, then they stop, and then you try and walk, and you can't get anywhere. Like, I tried to get my seltzer and she just stood in front of me. Like, I couldn't even move to go anywhere. Like, what? Anybody else's do that? I don't know what else to talk about. Again, I didn't have Bud Light seltzer. All right. Who else drinks Bud Light seltzer or White Claws besides me? Because it's kind of weird if I'm just not the only one. Cass, what are you doing? Hey, what's up? Sorry if I'm not being as like social as I'm supposed to be because my dog ran into me and she thought like everything was about her. Oh, so I got pissed off the other day. So my grandmother's very sick. She has COPD. Severe COPD. So she had a dermatologist appointment, which was at 9:30, and she was like, "Come 10 minutes early, come 10 minutes early for her appointment." And you can't do that with COVID. You really can't go like 10 minutes early. You have to be there. You have to be there like on time. ID welcome. You have to be there on time because then you're just not gonna make it on time. It's very frustrating. It's very annoying because then when you're trying to set up, because she can't breathe. And she can't, if she uses her muscles too much, then she loses all of her breath, all of her oxygen. And she has her oxygen machine, but she still can't use it as much as she'd like to because, well, she can still use it, but yep. ID welcome. But yeah, I was trying to set up so she can use her little, get a wheelchair and get wheeled out. So I called like 30 minutes before and I'm getting barked at. She's like, "Come whenever you want. Come whenever you want. Come whenever you want." Like, I hate those kinds of people in the world. Like, don't treat people like you're the one that is in front of you. Like, you're the attention. You're not the attention. You were never the attention in the first place. Come around when you're the attention. And, like, if you need help, I'll help you. But you're not the attention. You can't yell at people for helping you. You can help others, but you can't. The Banshee, welcome, Belk. Welcome back. Belk, well. Like, it's so frustrating. You try and help others, and then they give you an attitude about it, and there's no helping people. Like, why? Why even? It's like, why even bother? Why even bother if you're just gonna be rude? Why even bother if you're just gonna be nasty to people? Why even bother anymore? I only did it to help my dad out because he needed the help, and her appointment was very early in the morning. So I'm just not gonna do it anymore. Plain and simple. If she wants help, she can do it herself. Trying to figure out because, like, I'm actually thrilled too. Now I'm switching back. The dog is officially trained to not do any pee outside of her crate, do anything out of her crate. She can be free out of the crate and do whatever she like. So I'm very excited for that because for the longest time, his dad has been nothing but a pain in the ass. Like, the dog is gonna chew something. The dog is gonna chew something. She's gonna do something. And for the longest time, I've been telling him she needs to be trained outside of a crate, not inside of a crate, not away from a crate, outside of a crate where she can do something, where she belongs, where she can be her own little individual. So she sleeps on the couch, she sleeps wherever. As long as it's not destroyed, she chews her toys. But she goes back in her crate anyway, but the door stays open. It's like, whatever. Like, you wouldn't, like, I enjoy that she enjoys her freedom. I just don't enjoy that people are just really rude. Like, there's a time and a place to be rude. There's a time to say your opinion. There's a time to not to hear say your opinion. There's a time for me to hear your opinion. There's a time for me to care about your opinion. And I don't care about your opinion about my dog. Like, not meaning all of you. Trust me. I like what all of you are saying. It's when his parents are just like, taking control, and he's just like, oh, so it's like it's their house, but it's just like their rules are better than anything else. It's just like, you're fucking annoying. You're so fucking annoying. So how's everybody's day going? I feel like I talk a lot. Mac, welcome. I feel like I talk a lot. I don't want to talk a lot, but I feel like I do. I feel like I talk too much, but that's okay. I like talking. What you staring at? You said you were going to sleep. You're already pissed at me anyway for putting it on you. That's what I thought. Dog. She's already pissed at me. She's pissed at me for putting this collar on her. She's always pissed at me. Because she's a daddy's girl, so she's pissed at me. I could be right in the room, and she'll go to him. I could be anywhere. She'll go to him. She's her favorite person. But when it's here at my parents' house, I'm like her favorite person. I don't get it. Is this dog like switching people? Well, who knows? You never know. I never know sometimes. Excuse me. Well, I'm definitely going to be signing off. I do appreciate everybody who has participated. Leave some hearts if you can. Leave some comments if you can. Leave some stars if you can. Definitely appreciate everybody who's been in this. I've been on for quite a while. I was also on Podbean earlier, so my voice is kind of like going fading. So I do appreciate everybody who's been on here, and I will CCQ all of you lovely people later. Peace.